Well, earlier this week, a landmark treaty was signed in Rome at the Food and Agricultural Organization. All the European Union countries ratified an international seed treaty that will help ensure the survival of thousands of varieties of beans, grains, and other food crops. The British charity Intermediate Technology Development Group has been lobbying for the treaty for years. Patrick Mulvaney of ITDG is in Rome for the signing, and I asked him earlier to explain why the treaty was so important.
This treaty is essential for maintaining the diversity of the world's food crops in farmers' fields, in gene banks, and importantly, it will recognise farmers' rights. That's the rights of farmers to be able to conserve and use these seeds, and it will prevent companies taking out patents on the seeds that will restrict the access to those seeds.
So does it mean that researchers working in non-profit organisations who are trying perhaps to develop beans that will grow in very arid conditions can do that more easily now?
Absolutely, that anybody who has genuine public interest and wants to access these seeds and make use of them and allow the new varieties to be grown by farmers without penalty, they will be free to do so. The treaty itself covers all plant genetic resources, all agricultural seeds, but there are about 35 genera that have given particular prominence. They're 35 of the world's most important food security crops, and amongst those, about 20% are beans or legumes of one sort or another.
Well, we do fairly well in the developed world without beans. I mean, our consumption of beans has dropped dramatically. Why do beans matter so much in the developing world?
There's a whole variety of beans which are available in the diet of people in developing countries. Rwanda, Tanzania, the huge diversity of beans are grown, which fill all sorts of nutritional and ecological niches in the production system. Beans are hugely important in mixed cropping systems, and they're very important for livestock as well. Not only do beans form an important part of the rotation, they have nodules on the bottom, rhizobia, which puts nitrogen back into the soil, so they're very important in reviving tired soils and keeping soils healthy. And then forage legumes like clover, which feeds livestock, then the livestock produce manure, which then feeds back into the soil. So ecologically, the beans and legumes form an essential component of a mixed cropping system, and is one of the things that promoting that diversity in the farming system that's so important for smallholder farmers all over the world, and particularly in Africa.
Patrick Mulvaney of the Intermediate Technology Development Group speaking from Rome.